Hello everyone, this is Dejede Busoye. I'm the host of The Diary of an African Entrepreneur, and it's good to be with you again on another episode on our continuation of this on the subject of due diligence in your business. A few weeks ago I started a subject where I was trying to build a premise on the importance of you being able to prep for investment from potential investors. And to be able to do that, one of the things you need to do is your ability to diligence yourself. You already know that the investors, whether equity investors or debt investors, are going to do a due diligence on your business. The question is, why don't you do it yourself and just test your readiness for even starting that journey, more or less score yourself to see if you are ready to go on that journey, because it is an arduous process, right? It could be very challenging and very difficult. You put a lot of things sometimes on hold to be able to go on that journey. You share documents. It's a very tough process. Some people come through that process and they feel like all these investors have not given me money, despite the fact that my business is doing well. But the question is, did you think you were ready for the investment from the investors? At the last in the last episode, one of the things I talked about is to focus on the right mindset, making sure that you have the frame of mind to access financing, understanding what is required by the investors when they give you money. For example, equity investment, even debt investment, you are not Lord Almighty on your business alone anymore. For example, if you have equity investors, you have people who are co-owners. No matter how, yes, you started a business, beautiful, but they've put money in your business, so they own that business alongside with you. You can no longer think as if you're an independent owner anymore. So I focused a lot on what ways to get yourself in the right frame of mind. Because once you hit that right frame of mind, it helps you to get the best value from the relationship with those investors. You are not always at war with them because you recognize that you are partners, you are not competitors actually. Today, the next thing we're going to talk about in terms of prepping yourself for raising financing is understanding the industry that you operate in. And the reason is, I'm taking the position of an investor. Part of the things we'll do when we want to assess your business is we first even look at the industry or the market that you are playing in, because we want to be sure that you have the right tailwind. What do I mean by tailwind? There are certain events in the industry that even if you are an okay player in that industry, just because of everything that is happening, you are naturally going to flow with the wind and it's going to push you forward. And so that helps every investor. In fact, every investor is, we are quite excited if there are tailwinds in the industry, because it means that the success of that investment is not solely dependent on your ability as an entrepreneur to build the business. It's also dependent on several factors in the environment. So they're going to do the analysis on the industry. Doesn't mean that if you are not in an industry where there is a tailwind, that they will not invest. That's not true. You get all sort of companies that are raising money, but then the frame of mind you have in going into those conversations and the perception you have also changes, and it helps you be better prepared to be able to get that financing from the investor. So when we talk about the right industry, understanding the industry you are in, I think the very first thing is you even need to be clear. You need to have a very clear understanding of the market that you play in. You'll be amazed at the number of entrepreneurs that are doing their business. It's like an ostrich game. You're just focusing on your business. You are completely oblivious of everything else that is happening around you. You have no awareness of the industry you play in. What do I mean have an awareness? Do you even understand the supply demand dynamics of your industry? What drives supply for the inputs that comes into your industry? What drives demand? The customers that you serve, what is their pain point? What is their decision point? Where do they buy from? Why would their decision to buy your product change in the future? Will it ever change? If it will change, why do you believe it's not going to change? Who are the key players in that market? What's competition like? One of the things that makes me laugh, you know, when I look at several pitch documents, and I'm sure you would have seen this before, you have probably done it before as well, is when you see companies trying to pitch their businesses, and you know that famous slide where you compare yourself with competition, and then there are these factors that have been selected, and then there are the different competitors, including your company, and then it always somehow looks like you are the one providing everything that everybody else is not providing. And I always laugh because a lot of times we as entrepreneurs, we are not aware, or rather we try to put ourselves out there. It's okay if you are probably as competitive, or even not as competitive as other players in the market, right? But there is one or two things that you are going to do better than they will do, even though they are doing other things better than you. I think it's that awareness that is critical. You knowing the ins and outs of your business. The reason why that is also important, that the reason why the investor wants to feel that you understand the industry, is that if there is a movement in that industry that presents a challenge, they know that you understand the market well enough to be able to navigate around it. So the reality is that you want to make sure that the investor wants to make sure that the investment they make, the companies that they are backing, the entrepreneurs they are backing, they know the industry well enough to be able to flex themselves in case there are challenges or there are headwinds. I talked about tailwind. Headwinds are those things that just blow against you as an industry. So for example, we had the company we invested in that was into the export of hibiscus flowers. All of a sudden, the market was growing and then the prices crashed and many people were wiped out. But because of the dynamics, this particular entrepreneur understood that dynamics and that market very well. It was still able to ship products to specific customers. In fact, there was a time during the Russian war, Ukraine war, where he had a product on the sea that was going to Russia. But the war started, what could he do? He had customers in other markets. He was able to divert the product to another market. That is the kind of industry flexibility you want to see that your entrepreneur or that your backing has. If they don't have that, you are worried that something will happen, because whether you like it or not, if anything can go wrong, it will go wrong. It's just a question of time. So no matter how much, you know, faith you have, how much you feel like nothing's going to go wrong, things will always go wrong. The question is, are you prepared for it when you go wrong? So you need a clear understanding of the market. So sometimes step out of your business, meet with other people, go assess what competition is doing, go into the store, look at how the competition positions their product, get their position. I remember when we were working with PM, and when I was working at PNG, you see that a lot of times competitors' products in some way in the firm just lying around. It's just because they want to see what competition is doing, not just on TV. They want to look at the product, they want to analyze the product. What is making the competition's product better than mine? Why is the competitor doing this? Is there something they are seeing in the market that I have not? Do I need to be aware of it? That's the first thing. Be aware, completely aware of the market and the industry that you play. The second thing is, be clear on the gaps in your business. Don't be dismissive about them. Be bold, but do not be dismissive. Please, don't be dismissive. If there is something that your business lacks in its ability to capture value in that industry, be clear on what it is. It doesn't mean you can't take advantage of it now, but be clear on what it is. And when you're having a conversation with the investors, mention it. Mention to them and let them know that, look, this is an opportunity in this market. It's a big gap. We are not yet structured, or we are not yet equipped to be able to address or serve or take advantage of that opportunity, but our eyes is on it and we are monitoring it. It is something we would like to do. It gives confidence to the investors that you are aware of the market that you are in. So don't be dismissive. Like the example I used earlier, where certain people will just say, look, we are the best in the market, or you know, competition is doing this, I don't mind them, you know, whatever they are doing is not it doesn't make sense. So you have to be clear what competition is doing, know what makes sense, and also know what does not make sense. Sometimes you also have to be bold. I remember when I interviewed June some time ago, and she was talking about certain price mechanisms that some of our competition were pulling in the market, and it just made things very, very tough for her. In fact, at some point she thought she was going to be wiped out, but she kept on doing what she believed was the fundamentals of the business. And eventually those competitions were, the competition was, you know, because they couldn't sustain the downward pricing they were pushing into trade, and therefore they fizzled out, and she's still there, you know, providing you know, the services to our clientele. So please be clear on what the gaps you have. And one of the ways you can do that is you SWOT your business. There's that framework, the strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. The strengths and weaknesses are regarding what are the strengths and weaknesses from within your company, not from external things. The impact of whether it's people, team, technology that you do not have, location, things that are specific to you as a business. What are the strengths and weaknesses of your business? And then opportunities and threats are things that are external to your business. So what are the opportunities you see in the market, but what are also the threats that you see that can kill your market? Look, everywhere around us today, you'll be asking yourself, why are certain markets getting investments and others are not? Look at the tech industry from the year 2000 just, took over and started getting massive investment. If you dial a little bit backwards, there was a time that it was the age of steel that was getting all the investment. When you're into steel or you're into manufacturing, that's where investment was going. So then from the year 2000, after the tech boom, there was a lot of investment going into tech, and the reasons are very clear. The ability to scale quite significantly and the unit economics just makes a lot of sense. So people were backing them, and that's why you see that there were a lot of technology billionaires and millionaires that were coming through. Technology is still very much potent and powerful today, but you also see the advent of AI. Can we all be in AI? Can we all be in technology? No. In fact, the world needs way much more than just technology and AI. But I think the important thing is you being aware of the industry you are in, being aware of the dynamics that are happening in there, and being able to position yourself very well. Now, the question some of you might be asking is, so what if I'm already in an industry that is probably not a growing industry, does not have the right tailwind behind me, what should I do? A quick way to think about this is this: if you are in a growing market, what you want to prioritize is speed. You want to be fast to the market, fast to engage consumers, fast to test and fail quickly and then test again. You need speed, because in a growing market, so people are going to capture market share very quickly, and you want to be one of the people that will be ahead in that pack. So you need speed, and you want to demonstrate to your investors that you are moving as fast as the financial capacity you have can, and the creativity you have can. You are moving fast enough. That is in terms of a growing market. If you're in a matured market where growth is really not there anymore, but it's matured, it's big and it's large, what do you want to prioritize? Prioritize there is dominance and market share. You need market share to be sustainable. If you're in a declining market where the market is declining, there's a lot of tailwind hitting the market, you want to be able to demonstrate that you are diversifying and you are pivoting into other things, other areas. That also gives confidence to investors. So if you are in a market that is faced by tailwinds and there's no much growth, what are you diversifying into? How are you pivoting into something else? Or you are just dogged that you're going to stay on this, as on this mountain I die, I'm not moving into something else, then of course that will scare away a lot of investors. But you of course already know that this is a declining market, because you are aware and you are being very, you're perceptive as well. You're being honest with yourself. So the reality is you're very clear on what works and what is not working in the business. So demonstrate to your investors that you can pivot, you can diversify your business. And also, even if the market is shrinking and is declining, do you have a very strong position from a market share point of view? If you are dominant in the market, then there is definitely an opportunity there for a financier to back you in that regard. So the final thing I'm going to say on this is that let it also be clear that your understanding of the markets and the industry you play in translates into the daily decisions that you are making. If you've told me as an investor that prices are going up in your market and it is not clear what the drivers of the market prices are, but then I look at the decisions you are making on a daily basis, and the decisions are based on the premise that that prices will be declining, there is a divergence from what you understand from the market or the industry and what you are doing. I want to be able to see a consistency between what your understanding of the market is and what decisions you are making on a daily basis. And that helps me to understand that you're actually translating whatever you understand into actionable items. I hope this has helped you one way or the other to think about the industry that you operate in from a diligencing point of view. So ask yourself, do you understand the industry? Diligence the industry quickly yourself to see in what direction it is, and then it helps you to begin to position yourself very well. And then in the next video, in this series, I'm going to talk about the legal and regulatory review that investors will carry out on your business? What are the things they're going to look out and ask you questions on? And how can you make sure that you're ready and prepared for them? Thank you very much for listening. If you're not yet subscribed to this channel, please subscribe and share, comment, ask questions. And if there are certain things you want me to provide more clarity on, feel free to also raise those in the comment section. Thank you very much.